Welcome to our show, The Sound of the Trumpet. I'm your host, Faith Marie Batsko, bringing you critical insight and revelation to position you securely in Christ for the season ahead. Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining me. Today, I'm going to continue to bring insights and revelation from my new and latest book, The Arising Army of God. Today, we're going to talk about moving in the supernatural. The responsibility to execute the stewardship of this dispensation is through a people who have been fashioned in the fire. We spoke about this on the last podcast. It is given to those who have been found willing and obedient to the Master. It is a stewardship authorized by a walk of integrity and faithfulness to the call, and undergirded by a resolution of unwillingness to compromise or capitulate. To such a heart is the high call of God given. The training to serve in this season is intense, as the people of God must stand and not be shaken by the volatility of the times and the increased level of intensity and insanity. They will be moving in heightened discernment and in the fullness of God's intentions for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, described in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, as the powers of the age to come. They will be a people who attain to the glory of sonship the Father intended, a people conformed to the image of the Son. This is written in the Word of God, that we are being conformed into the image of Christ. These people will attract others by the level of the peace of God emanating from them. Paul was such a man, raised up in his time to serve the Lord in the stewardship of a notable hour of history. Paul desired to know God in the power of his resurrection. He prayed that the saints would also know this great power and have the understanding to comprehend and apprehend the implications of fullness and stewardship of the call in their identity in Christ. I'm going to read Ephesians 1, 18 to 20, such a powerful passage when you dwell and meditate on the words. It says, "And I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being," and I'm reading from the Amplified. Let me start again. "And I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, God's people, and so that you will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength, which he produced in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places." Wow. Amazing. The Lord's plan and Paul's hope is that the saints would grasp the possibilities of what the embrace of the power of their identity as sons of God means for their lives and consequently for the world. Resurrection power is the new dynamic and DNA of saints born again in Christ. We are now supernatural beings by the life and power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, as the scriptures clearly show. I'm going to read a few passages that just show what God intended for humanity. It says in Matthew 9:8, "Now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God who had given such power to men. In Luke 24:49, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." And Acts 1:8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." The disciples lived a life in demonstration of this indwelling power, administering it in the boldness and courage granted by the Holy Spirit. Acts 6 verse 8 says, "And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus." And that's Acts 4:33. In the Old Testament, there are many accounts of those who in their service to God displayed his power. Moses is a perfect example of a man moving in the power of God when he was used to part the Red Sea and lead the people through it. Elijah parted the River Jordan and walked over. He also stopped the rain from falling for 3 years. Both he and Elisha, with the help of the angel armies, accomplished many supernatural feats and miracles. In battle, Joshua asked God to turn back time, and he did. You can read that in Joshua 10, verse 12. Of course, it is always God who does all the miracles. Let's look at Jesus. He walked the earth, displaying marvelous supernatural power as a man. He healed the sick of all diseases. He raised the dead. He walked on water. He commanded the storm to be still, demonstrating power over the elements. Yet Jesus declared to his followers that they would do greater works than he did. To a degree, Jesus' words became a reality for the disciples, who began moving out in signs and wonders, in supernatural power, in the gifts of healing, wisdom, and foreknowledge of events. Some raised people from the dead. Philip, a disciple, traveled from one city to another supernaturally. In Acts 8:39, it tells of this account. It says, "When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared in Azotus and traveled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea." In preparation to get ready for this high call and moving in supernatural power, I heard the Lord say the word hone, H-O-N-E. The word hone means to sharpen as a blade, refine or perfect something, honing skills, or giving greater strength or firmness to the body or a part of the body. God wants us to hone the gifts and the skills given to each of us. Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 11 shows that we have been given power that functions through 9 gifts administered in the power of the Holy Spirit. It says, and I'm reading from the Amplified, "But to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit for good and profit. To one is given in and through the Holy Spirit the power to speak a message of wisdom, and to another the power to express a word of knowledge and understanding according to the same Holy Spirit. To another, wonder-working faith by the same Holy Spirit. To another, the extraordinary powers of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, the prophetic insight, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose. to another the ability to discern and distinguish between the utterances of true spirits and false ones, to another various kinds of unknown tongues, to another the ability to interpret such tongues. All these gifts, achievements, abilities are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit, who apportions to each person individually exactly as he chooses. Considering this great gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, his power, his gifts, and his virtues residing in our lives, we must take note of the very sobering question the writer of Hebrews 2:3 asks. He says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing witness both with signs and with wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit?" For the saints called to step out onto the front lines in these times, the call is high. The training can be grueling and the fire is heated up 7 times. Yet through it all, they learn to dwell in the fire, discovering that only their shackles are burned off. In the fullness of time, God will bring forth a people of superior, supernatural prowess, moving in the powers of a future age, above the normal or average level. By the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, the saints of God can say, just as Micah did in Micah 3:8, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." And this is confirmed in Hebrews 6:5. "Those who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the age to come." These are the sons of God the earth is travailing to bring forth. Please note that I'm not suggesting that this will be a select group, superior to others because they are somehow more special to God. However, these saints become special because they have said yes to God. Anyone is invited to join this company by simply saying, "Yes, Lord." The clash of kingdoms will be dramatic as God reveals his own superheroes prepared for the hour, warriors whose faces are set, sons of Zion raised up to war against the sons of Greece. Their God has made them like the sword of a mighty man. The Lord will be seen over them. Zechariah 9 verse 13 to 14 says, "I will rouse your sons, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them." For the fullness of time, the supernatural God-given gifts will be released to function at a much higher level than even seen in Scripture. A new breed will emerge, fashioned for the challenge of this hour when the devil and his demons are cast down to earth. Revelation 12:9-11 tells us of this time. It says, "Satan, who deceived the whole world, he was cast to earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death.'" The demonic will no longer find it necessary to hide. They will begin to function with great boldness as they know their time is short. The earth will witness great displays of demonic power never seen before as evil attains to fullness and is exposed and revealed. Thessalonians 2:9 says, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power signs, and lying wonders. Deceit will be at its height as satanic cults, churches, and temples are presently rising exponentially around the world, drawing thousands of new converts. The new documentary, Hail Satan, chronicles the growth of the satanic temple, which began to actually explode after Donald Trump became president because of their hatred for him. However, the kingdom of God, the angelic armies of heaven, and the power of his Christ come in the might and the power of God to save. God's superheroes, the sons of God, will also make their appearance on the world stage for the end time showdown between David and Goliath. Hebrews 12:27 warns us that in these times, everything that can be shaken will shake, that only the things summed up in the Christ that cannot shake will remain. All precepts built on evil and deception will begin to fall. God's light in the face of Christ will shine like a laser beam exposing the deception. Those who humble themselves and are given eyes to see will see and understand. Significant revelation will be coming forth to bring insight and equip the saints administering God's end time campaign. God will make known the mystery of his will for this hour and the dynamics of the strategies that must be implemented. Revelation, understanding, and tactics will be given with a view toward the stewardship of this epoch. God promises in his word that he will give his people understanding and warning of things to come. Amos 3:6-8 says, if a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is a calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? So God will warn us and give us understanding of things to come. It is time for the saints of God to get the revelation of the power and great treasures that reside in us through Christ. The word says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The high call of God is the attainment to glory. Romans 8:10 says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. And Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. The day of the culmination of all things is the day that the fullness of the saints' inheritance in Christ will be unveiled to all. This is the day of his power, when the saints volunteer freely, the leaders lead courageously and willingly, and heaven invades planet Earth with the glory of the Christ. Of this day, as the armies of heaven march in unison with God's army on earth to take the promised land, it will be said, as it was said of Israel when they gathered corporately to advance into the land, the shout of a king was among them. That king is Jesus. And I'm going to close with Psalms 149. Just to stir your heart, it says, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all the saints. Hallelujah and amen. God, I bless this word to hit the mark and reach the hearts of all those that you intended it to reach. God, that not one of these words will fall to the ground and die, that they would hit their mark. Lord, that you would use it, God, to raise up your people, Lord, to stir in them the fire of God and the passion of God to bring about your will and your purposes on earth in this hour. Thank you, God, for each one. And again, I pray for their protection and their safety of their families and their children. God, that you will watch over them. In Jesus' name, we trust in you, God. We love you. We worship you. We exalt your beautiful and holy name. Amen. Help us to get these words out to the body of Christ, to rally the troops and those serving the Lord on the front lines. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes and cpnshows.com. And please like and share with your friends. See the links below to our website and our social media pages. God bless you and keep you safe and hidden within Him.